better come up with some dicks. Because we can't play dick not a dick without you having some dicks.
Listen to you. That's your mantra, isn't it? You better come up with some dicks.
That's right.
What? We're playing dick. We're talking about dick not a dick.
Dick not a dick, the game. Is this person dick or not a dick?
Story of your life, Sarah Clark. Sarah Clarke. That's you got a real Canadian name. Sarah Clarke.
Yeah.
Sarah Clarke coming at you from PEG, WPEG, Winnipeg Radio, Free Manitoba.
I think it's C, isn't it? Don't all the...
Yeah, it's all C up there.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's my little sketch failed.
X down in Mexico.
Is it really?
I think it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And where does it split from W to K?
Mississippi.
At the Mighty Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Want to do a little half-assed news?
Except for KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Is that so?
Why?
No idea.
Trivia?
Why? The very first radio station in existence.
Really? So they kept K?
Yes.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
You ever been to Pittsburgh?
I grew up near there in Winston
College.
What do
you mean you grew up near there?
In West Virginia.
You grew up West Virginia.
I know, but I went to school at WVU. We're a half hour, 40 minutes from Pittsburgh.
You ever been to Pittsburgh?
I've been to Pittsburgh.
Steel Town, if you will.
Most beautiful drive into any city.
You're out of your mind.
No, you go
Boston
through that tunnel.
Boston is the most beautiful drive.
You go through that tunnel,
Pittsburgh.
And then all of a sudden, boom, there's Pittsburgh.
Let me tell you something about Pittsburgh, because that's where we shot Dog Muse, the movie that we refer to as Dogma, but Jason Muse refers to as Dog Muse. When you have to explain a joke, not good.
No, I got it.
Thank you.
I got it the first time.
Did you? But other people out there aren't as finger on the pulse as you are, Sarah. You're tip of the spear.
Maybe they don't know who he is.
Exactly.
Kevin Smith, world-renowned director of such epics as Mallrats, Clerks, Dogma, Chasing Amy, mm-hmm. Jersey Girl, mm-hmm. Jay and Silent Bob Strike mm-hmm. Back.
Bring it, sister. Testify.
And he's just an all-around great
guy. Why am I here?
Because No Name has had a baby.
No Name had a baby.
Three
but let's roll it back to what that really means. Essentially, this dude got half a week off. I'm here because some dude had sex.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Hey, we're all here because someone had sex.
The product of his sex. But I'm the only reason I'm here is because that dude got lucky.
No, the only reason you're here is because you randomly called on Tuesday.
I did.
And we asked, hey, by the way, what are you doing the rest of the week?
Nothing. I'd love to come up and co-host.
For some reason, I suddenly slipped into Bullwinkle J. Moose.
You did.
When I responded to you.
It was crazy.
Yeah, well, it was fortuitous timing, good timing. Well, you guys offered
awesome.
To pay for the hotel. So
sure,
there
yeah, we paid all the all your many, many expenses.
Yeah.
Including hotel. Your extra soft Puffs Plus Kleenex that, of course, is everywhere.
They brought me
and
half a roll
the
of
literal
toilet paper straight out the
smorgasbord
bathroom.
Smorgasbord that we've laid out for you.
That's been handled by any number of people.
Out in the old Alice Lounge. And now we're going to get the traffic, Kevin Smith, and then we're going to do the full-ass news.
Oh, this is the first time we got to hear from Kathy today.
Yeah, we're
going to
check in with Kathy. And this check-in with Kathy is brought to us by NBC. Go ahead, Kat.
All right, in Pinole, westbound 80 past Appian Way, car on fire on the right shoulder. The fire department's blocking the right lane. Injury accident, San Leandro, southbound 238 past 880. Vehicle off the roadway into a tree, so all the emergency vehicles are there. And an accident in Petaluma, south 101 past Petaluma Boulevard North. Truck off the roadway, and CHP is on the way there. For the Bay Bridge, the metering lights are off, just a minor backup and farts on time. Traffic's brought to you by Hyatt Hotels and Resorts. Get free breakfast every day at participating Hyatts with free Friday, Saturday, or Sunday arrival. Find delicious getaways now through March 27th. Visit Hyatt.com for details. Weather showers off and on today. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s. It's 620. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area Traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Thanks, Kat.
You're welcome.
Kathy, not seeming very playful this morning, huh?
Oh, I'm okay.
It's early.
No, I don't know, Kathy. You sound very, you're keeping it
well, like I
very
say,
professional.
It's hard to keep a word in around you, baby.
You don't want to play this morning, do you,
No,
Kathy?
I want to hear your news.
My news?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ready? Here comes your news sounder. Who's this sponsored by, Kevin Smith?
Is this the right sponsor list, producer?
Yeah. Doubt it.
Well, let me tell you, Sarah. The news today, as always, well, not as always, but at least as yesterday, is sponsored by Hotwire. Brought to you by Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive cheap. I should
nice
be their spokes guy.
You should.
Fly cheap, drive
you
cheap.
You love it.
Can I? There is a top news story, a breaking news story, that involves the animal kingdom. But before we get there, can I just say that something's in the air? Because yesterday it was Chuck Sheen and Niecy Richards breaking up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you know who it is today?
I don't.
Granted, not as big of stars in the firmament of Hollywood celebrities, but stars nonetheless. Katie Holmes.
Oh, sure. Right.
And Chris Klein.
Boy,
Katie Holmes, you know and love from Dawson's, from The Creek.
Right.
From Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
From The Creek. And she's going to be in Batman Begins, the new Batman movie. And Chris Klein, you might remember from Election. Well, from American Pie movies, of course, but I always remember him from Election. He was Paul Metzler, you Betzler.
Oh.
Yeah. That was her man. They were going to get married.
Wait, what?
He's much taller than
Election,
her.
The one where Reese Witherspoon was in that, right?
Reese Witherspoon.
You hate her. Why would you watch a movie
hate
that
hate is such
she's
a
in?
Strong word, Sarah, but I do have nothing for the very good. Nothing but contempt, but not hate.
You detest her, but you
I
don't
love that
hate
movie.
Her.
It's very tough not to love that movie.
Yeah.
I like that movie quite a bit. Directed by the dude that made that picture Sideways, which I could not stand. Yeah,
really?
I'll say
I haven't
it.
Seen Sideways.
I know
yet.
I'm in wine country, and it's probably not politically correct to say it, but I was not a Sideways guy. Mm. Yeah, it was. You know
I've
what?
I've heard people say
basically,
that.
Basically, I
like
the second half better than the first half, but it just played like an episode of Frasier.
Oh.
You know, urbane, witty kind of.
Ha
ha ha. Very much. But good for them. They got a screenplay Oscar.
But back to the Katie Holmes debacle.
Katie Holmes and Chris Klein split up. They called it quits, broke off their engagement, yet they remain friends. So, you know, I guess there's a happy ending to it.
Well, at least they didn't get married first.
That's true. But they almost did. Katie Holmes, 26, Klein, 25, have been dating since 2000.
Wow.
All I'm going to say is, gentlemen, start your engines.
She is wicked hot.
Yeah.
I don't get the Katie Holmes.
You know why? Girl Next Door. I met Katie Holmes once, and I hesitate to even say that we met, but where were we? It was after the Video Music Awards, MTV Video Music Awards, I think in 99, the year that I kissed Ben Affleck on the Video Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it the Movie Awards? MTV Movie Awards, I'm sorry. And there was a party at the Buffalo Club in Santa Monica afterwards. So not a party guy, but my wife dragged me to it. And as I was leaving this crowded place, this crowded Buffalo Club, packed full of stars and agents and various Klingons and hangarons, moving through the crowd, Katie Holmes grabs me and goes, "You were so funny. You were really funny tonight." It was almost
comedy.
Like, "Hey, comedy."
Hey.
It was almost like, hey, comedy. But I'll take it from Katie Holmes.
Sure, of course.
But she was like, "You are so funny." And for one split second, I was just like, I am, aren't I? Why did I get married?
She is so...
She's a cutie.
Did you see the movie Go?
I did see Go.
That was her best role ever.
You think so?
Yeah, that's where she was the sexiest.
Like it's
the
boobies?
And she makes that on the stairs.
She does have good cans.
There's a movie that you can see those said cans in.
What movie?
It's the Sam Raimi movie, The Gift.
The Gift.
It's a weird... It's a scene that you don't really... You can't really get that...
Well, because she's dead.
...eager about. Yeah, because her character's dead. And
she's gray.
Right,
and the seaweed on her.
No. But you see them live at the end of the movie when they flash back to how she got dead. So that's the thing. The good news is you're seeing Katie Holmes's. You're seeing them. You're seeing her Katie's.
Yeah.
The bad news, it's in the middle of a scene that's not so nice or friendly. So, you know, it kind
of
takes...
Of course, if you're, a really macabre person, like, you might really be into that.
Who would ever be into that?
People out there.
Are there really?
Of course there are.
Not in my world,
though. Sickos, baby.
I close my circle.
Please.
Close ranks. Circle the wagons. I don't want to know about badness out there in the world. Badness like monkeys who attack. Thank you. I've been saying it for years, Sarah. Leave the animals alone. You've heard me say it.
Sure. I've only known you a few days.
Yeah,
but
I know, but
yeah.
I've been saying it. The animal kingdom, wild kingdom, as Mutual of Omaha used to tell
That's
us.
That's right.
Hosted
what was that guy's name?
Marlon Perkins. Yes. Marlon Perkins used to say it was a wild kingdom. We say, oh, no. It can't be that wild. I want a monkey.
Yeah.
I want to own a monkey.
They
I want to have him hang out with me like BJ and the Bear. I want to teach him to smoke. You can't own a monkey, people. You want to know why?
Why?
This is what happens. I got to clear my throat for this. Actually, I had to.
That's more clearing your sinuses.
It was more of a...
You know, either way.
Yeah.
Are you coming down with something?
I'm fighting something all week.
Oh,
really bad. I got a kid, and you know what that's like.
Sure.
They're germ factors.
Always sick.
They're worse than killer monkeys.
They would be worse if they ever chewed part of your body off.
Which we'll get to. Don't. I understand you don't want to bury the lead, but don't tip the story. We want people to stay tuned.
I didn't say which part.
I was going to say until my kid came into my life, I never had tonsillitis, ever. Since I've had the kid, I've had tonsillitis at least twice a year for the last 5 years.
Tonsillitis, as in, didn't you have to get your tonsils removed?
Sure, back in the, you know, 1800s. But now in the days of antibiotics, Sarah Clark, you don't need to have your tonsils taken
really?
Out anymore.
Really? No 2 weeks of ice cream?
No. That's what I said. When the guy told me I had tonsillitis, I was just like, ice cream.
Great.
Like the Bill Cosby bit. I'm going to have ice cream. But they don't do that anymore. They rarely take them out.
Really?
Yeah, they just give you antibiotics.
Bad news.
Isn't it? But you know what? They said if they took them out as an adult, you'd be much more painful than
as a really?
Kid. What are your tonsils? They guard your throat. The little soldier stands down there, guards bad things, disease, and whatnot from getting into your system.
They're like a little sponge.
Can we have a doctor call in? Tell us.
What happens when they remove your tonsils and the soldier isn't there anymore?
You're much more prone to disease.
Then, yeah. Then you're ready.
You're a lung infection
ready to be taken,
to
sir. You're just a disease factory in waiting.
Death's door is open.
Can you get a security guard?
Yeah, you can hire a security guard.
Well, that's your epiglottis.
Dude is like 50, 60, retired from another job, and he doesn't really carry a gun. He just carries a billy club.
He sleeps most of the day.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's bad. Chip Story. Chip Story, sir? You know what this is, don't you?
Yeah.
Theme song. Either where you're going, not exactly. Not a memorable one. No, it's not.
The only reason I know that is because we actually, we had a trivia question about BJ and the Bear recently.
Not a great theme song.
Speaking of trivia.
In the pantheon of theme songs, not a great theme song.
A terrible theme song.
What's your favorite TV theme song?
I want to play a game real quick.
Wait a second,
we're in the middle of something.
Yeah,
excuse me.
It's a theme song game. It's a theme song game.
You like that? Not sure what my favorite would be.
Would it be this one?
Barney Miller.
This is a little sandwich. He's got the... Here comes the soul. Oh, yeah. Elizabeth! I'm coming, Elizabeth!
Oh, God! Elizabeth, where is Elizabeth?
This is the longest lead up to a Chimp Story in history.
This has nothing to do with Chimp Story.
Oh, no.
We do have a favorite on the show, though.
What is it?
Is
it the theme song to Room 227?
You know what? Get to the Chimp Story.
I was like, producer, you're the one who's supposed to keep us on time. We've got 2 minutes left in this break, and a whole Chimp Story still to go.
Chimps shot dead. My favorite kind of news story. After attack, with an automatic weapon.
Yes, sir.
After they attack visitors at Animal Sanctuary in California.
Outside Bakersfield, right?
Semicolon, man critically injured.
Mm.
That's right. So my heart goes out to this dude. We'll get into the details right now. But yes, Sarah, you're right. It is near. It's in Bakersfield.
Ah.
Which is kind of the ass end of California.
It is. I actually have some cousins who live there. All
ring
just
piece.
Born-agains and crazy, crazy baked by the sun in Bakersfield people.
If you love Jesus... Or you like to harbor chimps, you move to Bakersfield. I'll always remember Bakersfield fondly as it played a key role in the Clint Eastwood monkey movies. Every Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can.
That's right.
Love those monkey movies.
Clyde. Right turn, Clyde.
Right turn. If you go left, he punches the driver. Maddie. Uber producer. But speaking of chimps or simians... a couple's plans for a birthday party for their former pet chimpanzee turned tragic when two other chimps at an animal sanctuary escaped from their cage and attacked. Give me the...
Oh.
Attack! Thank you.
Sure.
The man was critically injured with massive wounds. Get ready. Take a guess. Where are the wounds?
I know where they are, so...
Okay. Face, body... and limbs. And the attacking... Nice. And the attacking animals were then, of course, shot dead. Would you like further details?
Yes,
I would.
Listen to Human. Yes. I want to know. I like when things die. St. James and LaDonna... LaDonna Davis. Sorry, I was trying to swallow that burp, right?
There you go.
St. James and I don't have no name to blame it on. So
I know. I've been trying not to burp because I always blame it on him.
I know. St. James and LaDonna Davis were at the Animal Haven Ranch in Caliente, to celebrate the birthday of Mo, a 39-year-old chimpanzee who was
taken...
Holy
cow, 39 years old?
39. And you know what happens with chimps? You see chimps like BJ and the Bear, or you see orangutans like, in, say, Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back, when they are small, when they're babies.
Really?
Yeah, totally. But when they get older, when they hit 10, 11 years old, they turn out to be as tall as you and I. I'm overestimating a bit, but pretty darn tall. They get much bigger. You ever see an old orangutan?
Yeah.
When
well,
they stand
only at the
up?
Zoo, though. Well, sure, they're large, but
they're
they normally
huge.
They crouch down so they appear smaller. But
exactly.
You were saying that they come into their like adolescence, then they start to have all the hormones.
Yes, I was told when we were making not Jizzle and Bizzle Strizzle, but Mallrats. We have a scene at the end of the movie.
Is it Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith, ladies and gentlemen,
more
telling you a story.
More renowned actor,
director of Mallrats, and I'm gonna tell you a quick Mallrats story that'll lead into this.
Okay.
We were shooting with the monkey for this quick shot at the end of Mallrats where Jay and Silent Bob were walking down the road holding hands with an orangutan. And the trainer told us that the when they hit age 9 or something like that, they enter what is essentially simian adolescence. They hit puberty. And like every teenager, they become surly and start acting out. But instead of being like, you know, hey, man, I'm getting an earring, they're like, hey, man, I'm going to chew your face off and eat half of your finger and claw at your chest. That's what they do. They attack. That's when they hit the age where they're like, you know, F you ride the bike.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
And that's when they give them to these animal sanctuaries where you're not supposed to show up with a birthday cake.
Right.
You're not. I don't care how old Mo is.
But so
39,
Mo
big deal.
Was clearly these people's pet for a long, long time.
Well,
and
Mo,
then
a 39-year-old chimpanzee who was taken from their suburban Los Angeles home in 1999. Why was he taken from their home?
Why?
Of St. James and LaDonna Davis. Well, Mo, in 1999, bit off part of a woman's finger.
Oh.
Okay, so Mo
was feeling his oats.
Mo had a taste for human blood.
Mm.
Mo had a taste for blood. He was hungry. And it would be 6 years before he got his second taste. But these simian time bombs, lying in wait, they'll wait 6 years.
Sure.
And they'll look cute, and they'll wait for you to show up with a birthday cake, and then the birthday cake, and then they sick
now, but hold on. I was going to say, I thought that this guy didn't actually do the attack.
Himself,
he was his friend.
This guy.
Probably based on the stories, the mean stories that he was telling them about his life with these people,
Mo,
LaDonna and...
At press time, Sarah, Mo did not partake in the attack.
I see.
But Mo did nothing to help either.
Right.
I just want to point out. Mo, yes. Mo was not involved in Thursday's attack, said Steve Martorano, a spokesman for the California Department of Fish and Game. And monkeys, apparently. They left that off. The couple had brought Mo a cake and were standing outside his cage when Buddy and Ollie, two of four chimpanzees in the adjoining cage, attacked St. James Davis, Martorano said.
How did they get out of the cage?
Officials have not determined how the chimps got out of the enclosure, he said.
Mo.
So essentially, Mo is hanging out with Buddy and Ollie for the last 6 years going, if you ever get a chance to taste human blood, do it. It's so choice. Mo is the Hannibal Lecter of apes, sitting there talking to, you know, Migs in the cell down the way, getting them ready for Clarice, who is St. James and LaDonna Davis, to show up with a cake. LaDonna Davis, 64. 64 this woman was. She suffered a bite wound to the hand while trying to help her 62-year-old husband, Martorano said. So her husband, he got the worst of it.
Right. And he truly did get some bad stuff.
What'd I tell you? I didn't tell you, did I?
No, you didn't.
Well, I'll get to the more specifics in a second. The son-in-law of the sanctuary's owner killed the attacking animals. There you go. He saw it was happening and had one kind of weapon with him and then got another he felt would be more substantial and shot them. So pretty much. So I'll read between the lines. He had on him an automatic. And then he decided to go get an Uzi. And then blew those two monkeys straight to hell. Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape! Right? St. James Davis had severe facial injuries and would require extensive surgery.
No, what I heard is they ate his face completely off of him.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
St. James Davis had severe facial injuries and would require extensive surgery in an attempt to reattach his nose.
Mm.
One of his feet was mauled off.
Off
completely. Stump.
They just bit his foot off.
Stump. And he sustained other severe injuries, authorities said. Now, I'm not making fun of this dude or this story because, I mean, come on. I wouldn't wish this on Reezy Witherspoon. I wouldn't wish this on a bitter enemy. I can't think of many people I hate, but I wouldn't wish a monkey mauling on anybody.
Osama bin Laden?
All right, him maybe. Yeah. All right, you got me.
Mm.
I'm going to put him down for
See?
Dick, not
yeah.
Dick.
You've never met him. You have to. You have to have met him.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe he has.
Yeah, maybe I have. How do you know?
I know.
In weird
circles.
World famous director.
True. He might have been a big fan of Mallrats.
I am a large fan of. Dogma is amazing.
Totally. It makes me laugh.
I don't know why he's an Indian
Buddy,
accent.
A 16-year-old male chimp initiated the attack, and after he was shot, Ollie, a 13-year-old male, grabbed the gravely injured man and dragged him down the road. Okay, so Buddy, the older of the two, is clawing into St. James Davis, and then he gets shot. So Buddy's out. Buddy's taken out. Doom style. With the, what's the gun in Doom called? The BFG. Which stands for Big Effin' Gun. So they take out Buddy, right? And then Ollie, instead of being like, all right, it's cool, backing up, hands up in the air, Ollie grabs St. James, drags him down the road.
Yeah.
Takes him down the road. He's like, I'm not done.
I guess I got to get this guy out of here if I'm going to continue to maul him.
If I'm going
to
eat his foot, I got to bring him down the road a little bit. Somewhere down the road. Everybody was trying to get the chimp off. Kern County Sheriff's Commander Hal Chelander told the Bakersfield Californian. Two other chimps, females. Now, this is interesting. Females named Susie and Bones. Why do they keep naming these animals the most retarded names on the planet? No wonder they're attacking human beings.
They
call
hate
me
their
Bones,
names.
Will you?
Sure.
Rah!
Buddy, Ollie.
Mo,
sorry.
Susie and Bones also escaped from the cage they shared with Ollie and Buddy, prompting sheriff's deputies, animal control workers, and fish and game officials to launch a search. Susie and Bones are still out there.
Oh, no.
They could be outside
Those
your door right
chimps.
Now. Totally. Maybe they hung that banner up down below. The Volgathon banner. Nah. I think it's interesting, though, that the girls didn't take part in the attack, proving once again that men, all male, they're just all about fighting, war, and mauling, and that's eating right. feet.
Sure. And the girls went off to cook.
Why can't a chick be president?
That's what I say.
Chick president, you wouldn't have a war, you wouldn't have monkeys eating people.
We'd have a bake sale.
Should we reset?
We have to reset and break.
Oh, reset and break. Wait, let me see if there's any more pertinent information. Oh, you know what? They found Susie and Bones. I read a little further. I found that out. The wayward pair of Susie and Bones. Yes. You got to admit, though, for about 5 seconds, 10 seconds, people in California were like, killer chimps are on the loose. The wayward pair were recovered by Animal Haven owner Virginia Brower after 5 hours, though.
Oh,
who knows what they were doing 5 hours.
Right.
Apparently, maybe they went to visit Junko.
Hawkweed.
The new baby, Junko Hawkweed.
Like,
no names, new baby.
Yeah.
Matarano said one chimp was 2 miles from the sanctuary, located 25
Jesus.
Miles southeast of Bakersfield. These things move. They move like you wouldn't believe. Lightning. And they run. They use their arms to run.
Sure.
The legs
are
not really... That's where all their strength is. That's why these things can grab you. A monkey can't really... Or a simian. I should point out, monkeys have tails. Apes don't have tails. So the orangutan, the chimps.
But they're all in the simian family.
Yes, but they're apes. They're more specifically, you can't call them a monkey because those trainers go nuts on you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bite your fingers off and your foot and maul your face if you call them a monkey. Apes, their strength is in pulling forward. Basically, it's like doing curls.
Or like pulling yourself up a tree.
Because that's what they do all day.
Sure.
They pull themselves up trees
all
and hurl themselves
strength.
Into the void.
Sure.
But a simian or a chimp or an orang, if you will, if you ask them to punch you in the face, forget it. You're okay. Because their strength's not like this. They're very weak when they do this, the punching action.
It's more.
But they pull you to them and you can't get away because you can't win an arm wrestling contest with an orangutan, I always say.
Right over the top.
If you put Sly Stallone against an orang wins.
Really?
And you don't get to meet me halfway across the sky.
It's the movie.
Mm. It's the movie. Over the top. It's a Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie.
Never saw it.
Didn't see it?
Nope.
What were you doing through most of the 80s?
I don't know. I guess I was watching other movies.
We got a break, really.
Okay,
Any more pertinent information?
We got a break, Kevin.
All right, well, I'm going to come back to this breaking story.
You can come back
to 7:00. Your donuts are here, by the way.
Oh, we got a break, everybody.
Break.